Here in Southern California, somewhere between the high-rises and the downtown streets of Los Angeles, a poet finds evidence of untamed wildlife and a kindred spirit. Here's the latest installment of our Close to Home stories by Lewis McAdams.
A pair of red-tailed hawks is set up for business in my corner of downtown L.A. Almost every day I see them perched on the railing of a fire escape on the top floor of the sewing building across the street. I'd say their presence is a blessing and a curse. Death from the sky for the local pigeon population, grown fat from the garbage strewn across the sidewalks. A blessing and a gift for me, who loves hawks, admires them as tough fellow city dwellers, animal spirits who often visit me in my dreams. When I see one dive or soar or circle overhead, I take note of what I'm thinking and seeing and doing at that instant, as if to underline an event. My writing desk is next to a pair of 7-foot-high wooden windows. Yesterday morning I looked up, just as a red tail swooped by on the other side of the dusty glass, less than a foot away from me, its fierce eye pinning me in its glance. I've always dreamed of becoming a falconer, a blindfolded raptor on my wrist, its claws gripping my leather-gloved thumb. This was the closest I've ever been. There's been so much rain. This morning was the first chance I've had to open my windows all week. A few minutes ago, I heard a high-pitched whistle that I thought was the air brakes on a bus, one of the 11 lines that stops on this corner. But it wasn't. It was the red tail, my spirit brother, circling high above the downtown high-rises, calling across the central city for its mate.
Poet Lewis McAdams lives in downtown Los Angeles, where he writes what he calls his close-to-home stories. Day to Day is a production of NPR News. With contributions from Slate.com, I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.